This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are just joining us, the breaking news, Cam Smith, according to Chandler Rome of The Athletic, has made the Astros opening day roster. The 22-year-old phenom and centerpiece of the Kyle Tucker trade played just 32 minor league games prior to his promotion, and he has made this team with a just spectacular spring that continued last night as he had a two RBIs with a triple yesterday at his first game at Daikin Park against the Space Cowboys. But he is going to be there, and I would imagine that he will be the starting right fielder for the game against the Mets on Thursday and moving forward. And Clint, to me, and I see some people checking in, your thoughts on this, the decision made by the Astros to bring up Cam Smith right away. And to me, for Astros fans, you have to love, at least love this. Now, some of you, there are some parts of Astros fans who are really, really, really knee deep into the baseball thing and don't almost give themselves the chance to enjoy just as a fan, but also feel like they are working in the front office too.
Yeah.
So they're thinking of it deeper. But to me, Clint, yes, the move that makes the most sense is, hey, just wait a little bit so we can have that extra year of service time. But the Astros, the decision makers, and this goes from Captain Joe, probably above his head, to Dana, to Jim Crane, where they said, to hell with that service time stuff. We're trying to win, and we need him up there right now, and he gives us the absolute best chance to win, and it's not for us to just wait a little bit so we can get that extra year, which I would agree to most. I can understand how that is the decision that would make the most sense. But they said, no, right now this gives us the best chance to win. And if you're an Astros fan, I would love that decision making and not just haggling over a year.
Well, I am an Astros fan, and I do absolutely love it. I mean, at some point in time, you can't always be the best business decision, right? Now, yep. And it can't always be, you know, what's best for the team based on what we see. I think there's always some give and take. It's a fluid situation, and when you run into a situation like this where there's a desperate need in the outfield, there's a definite need in the lineup with the power that he can bring and what he's shown at the plate in spring training. I know it's a small sample size, but he has shown it versus, I know it's lesser pitching, but same pitching that everybody else has faced. He has shown it consistently, and clearly he's done enough for the organization to buy in from jump and forget the best business decision and end up doing doing what seems to be right from a baseball perspective. And so
they looked at this and said, what is the best team we can field?
That's right.
And who gives us right off the bat? And the Braves said, we don't want to get off to that start we got off last year. What gives us the best chance?
Well, but it's super smart too, though, right, Ron? Because what if, let's play the what if. By the way, we can do a segment on this at some point if you'd like. But what if the Altuve thing doesn't work in left field? You got to bump Altuve back to second base. and now you're back to having to use Dubon more than you would like to as a starter in left, or you're having to do something with Chaz McCormick in left. Like, you're kind of up in the air. But if you were already doing that in right because you're worried about the business decision of Cam, now you got either Dubon out there, you got Chaz out there. Now you're shorthanded. This, at least from a plan perspective, I don't know what the hell's going to happen, but at least from a plan perspective, it gives the Astros a chance to say, all right, Cam's our right fielder. Now all the resources that we're going to be juggling is going to be in left field, and it's only going to happen if Altuve can't play left and ends up needing to play second. It seems like to keep from juggling second, left field, and right field, this is the right decision as well. So, look, I'm here for it, man. And I know from a fan's perspective, like showing up to the ballpark, or hell, for me getting home and watching the Astros through the last hour that I get with my two little girls before they go to bed is going to be significantly more enjoyable out of the gate. Yes, because Altuve's in left field. I want to see what that looks like. But also, that big youngster is going to come to the plate, and we get to see him swing the bat and bring hopefully some kind of personality to this team as well. So I'm stoked about it.
Yeah, text line come through. Cam Smith is as much about, hey, don't look at what's happening in the left field. Keep your eyes on right field. Take the focus off Altuve for now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to agree with you, but I don't think there's any. I think it would take an absolute idiot to think that they're going to do anything, any move right now that they could possibly make that's going to remove any of the attention off of Altuve, the best Astro of all time, playing in left field and making routine plays seem difficult. Yeah, not that there. Ain't,
it's
there's
not ideal.
There's nothing they can do that would take any attention off of opening day. Altuve in left field is going to be the lead story.
Well, we heard last night on these airways on Area 45, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, talked with the fellas and said he expected this to be the case, and it is the case. That is the reports right now. By the way, I'm going to read this just as it is written because I don't want to mess this up. The fastest growing All Astros Talk podcast is out there, folks. New episode, The Big Orange Wagon, posted last night. Talk Cam Smith, Altuve Stuff Show.
You're reading it as it's written. I like it. Keep going.
And opening day for the Astros. So check it out. It's Patrick Creighton and our guy, the executive producer of The Drive. Mr. Tyler Milner as well on that. They put out multiple episodes a week, so check it out anywhere where you get your podcast. The Odyssey app, The Big Orange Wagon, as they've talked a lot of Cam Smith as well. By the way, this story here, and we've talked about this off the air, I feel like I want to retract my original statement that I made. I don't know what the hell's happening to Mookie Betts. I hope to God they find out what the hell's happened to him. Mookie Betts, as you know, the Dodgers already started their season against the Cubs in Tokyo, but he didn't because he was sick. And this sickness has gone on for like a month plus. And I don't even know if he's still going to be ready for the regular season to start. Mookie Betts is dealing with an illness, and he had lost 15 pounds. This coming from Mookie. Mookie said, it feels like my body is just kind of eating itself. He says, in a week of a mystery illness that has cost him more than 20 pounds him out of action. What the hell does Mookie have?
Well, we don't even need to be talking baseball. Like, Mookie needs to hang up the leather, put the cleats down, take your ass to whatever specialist is in California out there. They got a ton of big-time specialists out there.
Clint, I'd imagine.
Figure out what's going on. Hell, I saw him in a workout. Like, he's got a glove on.
Oh, is he still working out?
I don't know if it was today, but I saw a picture of Mookie Betts, what looked like Mookie Betts that hadn't eaten in 2 weeks. That's lost. Like,
did you tell that he looks different?
Hell yeah.
You remember I originally told y'all off air, 15 pounds, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you'd sign up for it?
I'd sign up for it right now. I don't know about now, man. This is, we're going on a month. 22 pounds, like 20 plus pounds, man. And my body's eating itself. Like, this ain't no flu. This ain't that.
Doesn't sound like something you want to be messing around with.
I'm still thinking about it, but I probably would.
Mookie, you think you can put it in a petri dish and send it Ron's way?
Because I'm telling you, for Mookie, if it's 20 plus for him, that's every bit of 43 pounds for me.
Stomach eating itself.
My stomach, yeah, that part. My stomach is eating by itself. Imagine to be sick for
all joking aside,
like,
man.
That kind of sick.
No, all joking aside, man. This I don't know what's going on. And I don't know what kind of specialist is telling him, like, hey, man, it's a good idea to be, it's not, it's, you know, no big deal. You're just losing 20. No, I mean, he needs to be hospitalized somewhere figuring out what the hell's going on.
Yeah, because they haven't solved it.
I mean, for fluids alone, I would feel like, you know.
I think he's able to intake a lot of fluids.
My body feels like it's eating itself. The hell did he eat?
Hopefully not Monday sushi.
Hell, going on in Arizona. That's where he'd been. I don't know, boy. That's wild. But, yeah, 20 pounds. That sounds good, but I ain't running with that thing. All right, coming up, a really, really difficult night for one of sports' biggest stars right now in this moment. Tough night last night. And I thought Clint really brought up an interesting question involving the Rockets. I thought this was a intriguing question that I think is worth us discussing. That's coming up.